All right, man, we on, baby. You already know what it is, man. Back to the You Heard podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Ben. It's the big brother Joe right there, man. What's going on, man?
Yo, 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 another week, you know, another week in a book. We setting off this week, right? With the portal and commitments, you know, we setting it off, man. We setting it off.
Hey, the off season, I remember telling my people, I was like, oh, you're going to start a podcast towards the end of the season? I was like, there's no off season in college football no more. Ain't no off season. Always topics. Hey, man, before we get into all that, let's get this intro going.
Welcome to the You Heard podcast.
I'm hurt, dog.
Ben and Joe break down all things Miami Hurricanes football.
Don't ask me if I'm all right. Hell no.
From hot topics to pre and post game analysis.
Joaquin said dominate, and we not doing it.
You heard.
I put my heart in this, dog.
Hey, man, before we get started, baby, pull it up. Let's get this. Oh, come on, fam.
Yo, you been, hold up, you've been fronting the last 2 weeks, man.
Let's go. You're right, man. You're right. You know what?
I got some Merlot. Let's get it.
Okay. Hey, you're right, man. I've been traveling, man. I've been slipping, drinking water.
I got some Merlot, man. Let's get it. I'll take it right out the bottle.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. We about to, this about to be a crazy podcast. Hey, man, look.
Let's go.
This has been a crazy week. You know what I'm saying? It started after our last show started, all the Cormani rumors started popping up, right? Yeah. We're like, oh, man, is he leaving? Is he not leaving? And what? So let's jump back to that. When you were seeing the timeline get flooded with that, what were your thoughts with it, man?
Oh, man, it's recruiting. It's recruiting season. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want to see if I'm talking shit. I want to see if coach is the closer. Like, hey, I want to see if he the closer, man. I want to see what he can do, you know? So that's all I'm thinking, man. It's recruiting, man. We going at cats, you know, Cormani McClain, the best player in the nation, in my opinion, you know what I mean? He's number one in my opinion. So, you know, who going to stop recruiting him? You know what I mean? You know, nobody. Saban definitely not going to stop. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Florida, not whoever, you would be unwise to stop, you know? So, you know, it wasn't nothing to me. You know what I mean? I just want to see if, you know, if we really got that guy in recruiting or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all.
I think seeing the timeline go crazy. I don't know if I did tweet somehow or if I didn't. I was just like, I'm going to just wait and see. I had the same feeling. I was like, right now, and I told you one of the last shows, right? I was like, we're in the room now with players we were never even in the building with.
Facts.
Right? So, like, we in that room with Sabins, Kirby Smarts, you know what I'm saying? Ryan Day from Ohio State. We in a different room now, which this is big boy hunting. Like, we going after Cormani number one in my book, too. I don't think whoever they got, I was an Arch Manning number one. Nah, sorry. Not my guy, bro. No. Hey, listen. Nah. That's based off last name alone.
Like, not that's even not, the I don't best see, quarterback, man. He ain't
not
even the best
even, quarterback. Man. No, yeah. I got like six quarterbacks ahead of him, but that's a whole different conversation.
Neither here nor there, man.
Yeah, man. So, see, Cormani, I was like, nah, man, I'm going to just wait. Like, Mario ain't going to let this happen. Like, Mario knows how to, Mario's been doing this big boy recruiting. He knows how Xavier works. He knows how this works. So, I was like, all right, we'll see. So that was like Wednesday, Thursday. You start hearing little whispers of, oh, he's not possibly gonna lie. He doesn't have time to line up to travel. Mm-hmm. Friday, he's got a game Friday night for going to States next week, and then Saturday, Mario's doing the in home. I was like locked in. I ain't even worried about it. And then the infamous loafers in the picture, bro. You think Mario's loafers only come out for recruiting? Like, because you don't see him any other time, man.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, he's definitely, you know, he's definitely a professional, man. He's definitely about that respect, about that professionalism. And he's going into homes, man, and he looking to close the deal. So he got to break the loafers. He got to break the Gucci loafers out, man.
Fam, because it would be less professional if he did that in shorts, right? Like, if you show up trying to be like in a UM t-shirt or UM polo and shorts, like, well, if your knees are out, you ain't about that business.
Yeah, right. Like, facts. Absolutely not.
Ain't no way. You know what I mean? You can't be out there like that. I don't think Saban owns a pair of shorts. You know what I mean? Like, that's how business like he is. So,
yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Like, people
are and overreacting. Learn from the best. Yo, Mario learned. He learned. Yeah.
Mario took notes, man. Like, it was seeing the type, the caliber and the size of players that we're getting now. And this ain't no disrespect to guys that were here, man. You know, that's not what we about, man. We leave that for other people in the timeline and shit like that. Like, we ain't about that. Nah. So seeing the size of players we getting, the speed, bro, we got the number one player in the nation locked in. We got possibly Pancake Honcho coming. You know what I'm saying? Let's fingers crossed, man. Possibly.
Done. That's my favorite recruit in this whole joint. Carmani's my guy. Like, Carmani is 1B, but Samson, 1A.
Yeah,
1A for me, man. You know what I mean? And apparently, you know, coach is going in home on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. That should be the lockdown. You know what I mean? Yeah. That should be the lockdown right there. So
no, look, I don't want to be. We don't want to be the podcast that makes fun of other programs. But I couldn't help myself in roasting Florida with that trash ass hotel room that they had them in. Listen, I've stayed in Gainesville, right? I'm just gonna.
Yeah,
I don't
wanna, you try. Yeah.
I've stayed up in there. I've stayed. I know exactly where that was, right? I know exactly where that area is. That is one of the worst experiences of a hotel I've ever had. Now, not that alone, but the shitty towel, right? Look, this is purely based on the picture that Samson put out. That shitty towel trying to be all, I don't know what with it. And those two, listen, unless Billy Napier's kids drew those pictures, that's the only reason why that's the only reason I won't disrespect it. But if those were college level students that drew those pictures, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Right. Is there a better option in Gainesville to stay though? Like, what's the, do they have, you know what I mean? Hyatts and, you know what I mean? Do they have high-end hotels?
I have not seen anything of substance or quality in that area. Now look, not to disrespect the city. They're building up, you know what I'm saying? It's a very small town. It's kind of split between like two different main roads. More country than Miami, obviously.
Sure.
But their options are limited, right? Like, it's building up, but their options are limited. Yeah. So I felt like Samson was trolling, right? Like, you, like, those are the two pictures. That's all you had. Like, your whole room ain't decorated, Gator. You know what I'm saying? Like, your whole room should be flooded. Like, you got cheerleaders, you got spare squads or whatever the fuck y'all got over there. Like, you're a public school. Do better. Yeah. You're a huge, you know what I'm saying? You're a huge student body. You got to do better than two drawings with marker and a towel wrap, bro. Like, what are we doing here?
I mean, he probably didn't want to show the bag. You know what I mean? It was probably a
no. That was on the other side of the picture. That was
right. He didn't want to show that, man.
Nah, he can't.
But yo, keeping it a buck, some players like the small town feel, man. Not saying Samson does, because I don't know. Yeah. You know what I mean? But some players, you know, would rather, and their families would rather have the small town feel of a Gainesville or something like that rather than Miami. Because everybody thinks Coral Gables is like South Beach or something.
No, very small.
It isn't. No. You know what I mean?
Not but, at all.
You know, Miami is just perceived as a, you know, huge, major, you know, it is a major city, but, you know, the university is not in Miami.
No, it's, yeah, no, all of Gainesville is the University of Florida.
Right.
Right, like that's the other thing of it, like, you could tell when school's in session and when school isn't. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the people, you know what I'm saying? All that stuff. But just, I guess, I don't know how big Brockton, Massachusetts is, where Samson is from.
Yeah.
Right? So he could, I just, and I'm not, look, small town. Some people like it more. Some people are more country. Look at Daryl Jackson leaving Miami to go to Florida State. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, he's that's, just a country that, boy. Yeah, that's just, you know I saying? Mean, that's, you know, his mind.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah, his mom and everything. So some people don't react well to the city. And that's fine. I'm purely roasting it on the fact of I know that bed ain't comfortable. You know what I'm saying? That you could be in the country, you could be in a smaller town, but your bed can still be comfortable. I live in the country. I live in a town right now where only 2,500 people live year round and like 12,000 when the snowbirds come down. So I live in a small town. I'm about it. I know it. But yeah. that bed, it couldn't have been comfortable. I know his feet were hanging off the bed. Like, he felt that box spring. It ain't a good vibe, bro. It's not a good vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We're going to see, man. We're going to see on the 15th. That's coming up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, four days from now, man.
He's been very quiet on, you know, what's going on. So, we're going to see. We're going to see if that in-home closes the deal, man.
Yeah, facts. I hope so. Now, we had a big commitment today at 1:30. Yeah. Yes, we had Chris Johnson. I think we kind of knew that already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of whispers. Like, he tried to throw some smoke out there where he was complaining about the offense. But to get a running back of this caliber and speed, which is why I guess we might not miss Rooster as much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Similar kind of size, a little bit bigger already. Still wanted to put on maybe 15 to 20 pounds. Just for his overall health and durability. But, man, Chris Johnson is a difference maker, man.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Do we see, though, just going off the speed, different type of speed thing.
Yeah.
It seemed like over the years, cats who were perceived as speed demons – When they get in that uniform, man, they don't. It's like they lose explosiveness or something, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. We was talking about Rashard. You know, we saw good things from Rashard, but the explosiveness. Yeah. You know what I mean? Malik Curtis. Everybody was talking about explosive. You know, even Rooster. You know, it kind of fell off a little bit. Even when we had Jeff Thomas, he was doing. Like, you remember that boy out of high school in the All-American game? He made them fools. He was looking crazy. And then, you know, it seems like, you know, I hope, you know, of course, Chris, you know, comes in and does his thing. But it just seemed like, man, when they get here, that explosiveness ain't there, man.
All right, man. I guess we're gonna have this conversation. I don't know if I told you this on the show or off, right? Because we talk a lot. Yeah. So I say, like, a lot of this shit don't make sense to me, right? Yeah. Like a lot of players that, like, we see a Chris Johnson not have that speed. Let's hope that trend. Saw Jeff Thomas, other names you mentioned, had that next level speed, and it just never translated. And you could go down the line. Of a bunch of players that dominate, you know what I'm saying? Like, that were strong and dominant in high school that never transferred over. Like, I don't know what's been happening for the last 20 years and multiple administrations to have that kind of energy to it. You know what I mean? Like, because it's been different coaches, different players, different assistant coaches. The argument or the discussion that we always have is, like, is it the coaches or the players? I got that question the last 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, are we this bad? Do we continue to lose more than one game because the coaching, or do we continue to lose two games more than one game because of the players? Why are the players not developing? Why do their bodies look exactly the same as a freshman to a senior? Their bodies, you know what I'm saying? Like, their bodies never really change. Why did it take LT till this year to, like, well, October to be like, oh, no, eating right does make me feel better. You know what I'm saying? Like, Why does it take that long for everything? Like, is it putting on the uniform? Because, but also, like, the kids that leave here, besides what Lawrence Cager, as of yet, right? As of this recording, hopefully the guys that are leaving, you know what I'm saying, do their thing, none of the guys that have left have really done, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it doesn't it doesn't add up for me. I don't get it. What you think?
Yeah, the last person who really translated in the skill position area to me was Duke Johnson. Duke Johnson was the same cat, you know what I mean? Got busy, everything. But other than that, you know what I mean? There's people who had good careers, Travis Homer and DJ Dallas, you know, they were good, you know, skill position wise. Receivers, like, I mean, Harley maybe displayed some of that.
But that was, you know, like, the fifth year. Like, he didn't, like, the first four. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
But weird. These cats, it seemed like they just get him Lou. I don't know if it's them personally, right. You know, just getting here and not doing the work. I don't know if it's the schemes. I don't know, man. I don't know. But regardless, yeah. CJ coming through, you know, mm-hmm. He's fast. He got good size. Apparently, mm-hmm. You know, I haven't watched him live. I've only watched highlights. But apparently, he's versatile. Apparently, you know, he can line up in a slot. He can, you know, line up in a backfield. He can, you know, you could do a lot of things with him. So, yeah.
Yeah, from his highlights, he has this this flexibility, I guess, that when he's making these runs, like, he's just doing, like, a slight hesitation, and he slightly curves his run. Like, I saw one run that he had where he had two high safeties, and he ran right down the middle in between both of them. Like, he was gone from that line so fast, and I'm watching. I was like, oh, he's gonna get tackled. Like, there's linebackers there. Oh, he's past the linebackers. Oh, but there's safeties, and he's past the safeties. Like, that's a different level of speed. Hopefully, that translates. I mean, the guy was what, a 100 and 200 meter state champ for the state. So hopefully, that transfers over and that work ethic continues.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Like, I don't look. We don't ever want to get hyped about one single player, because one single player is not a championship team caliber make. It has to be a mentality. It has to be the work ethic as a unit. So hopefully the guys coming in have that, and the guys going out have that with their new program with a fresh start. You know what I mean? Which leads us to the next topic right here. Old Canes and new homes, man. Got three former Miami Hurricanes committed to Southern Methodist University, SMU.
Is it just three? Who is it? Elijah Robinson.
Keyshawn Smith, and Rooster.
Rooster. I think Jordan Miller just committed there, too.
Okay. So four.
I feel like he just transferred there. I think I just saw it.
Look, I'm going to ask you this question first before we get into their transfer in there. By the way, shout out to them. Congratulations, man. You get to continue your college experience. You get to get a degree. Hopefully go to the league and ball out. I'm never going to speak negative about none of y'all, man.
Absolutely.
But my question to you, being the conspiracy theorist that I am, how come none of them wanted to go to Manny? is it too soon to ask that question? Or is it like obvious that like Rhett would have been that guy if we didn't get Mario as an HC? Like, so if guys on both sides of the ball, right? Two and two are going to Rhett, and not did they have a conversation? Did they just not want to talk to Manny because they were sick of his ass too? Yeah. Is Groove the only Manny fan left? Like, I just got questions. You know what I mean? Like, what you
so doing, you man? Could you could look at it too, you could look at it both ways though. Like, maybe they're not. I'm not saying they ain't good enough, but maybe they're not takes for Penn State. You know what I mean? Mm. That's something different. You know, maybe they're not takes. I don't know what Penn State roster look like. I don't know, you know, who they got coming through. I don't know. But, you know, I don't know if they were reached out to, you know, by Manny. I would think that they would have visited, like, because this is the only – like, they went here and that's it.
This is it.
Yeah, that's it. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a familiarity there. I don't know who else from our staff, the old staff, is on the SMU staff either.
I think there's a tight end coach on there. I think our old tight end coach went on. No, or he stayed. Like, there's, I know there's somebody left, like an offensive line coach or something like that. Somebody went with Rhett.
Because I know most of our defensive staff went to Duke.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, D-line coach and Coach Ish is at Duke, you know, so – I don't know, man. I think, you know, the lore of actually playing, you know, for somebody like Elijah, for somebody like Jordan Miller is appealing. You know what I mean? You telling me, yo, I'm going here. I'm going to be that guy.
Yep.
Of course, I'm going to work, but I'm going to be that guy. Yep. And I'm actually going to play. Hey, man. You know, SMU's a good program, you know, in Dallas, you know. No, good area not.
Too. Dallas is I've been to Dallas, you know what I'm saying, for business reasons, and it's a crazy town, man. Like, you got a lot going on there. Texas is popping, I'll give it to that, man. So Again, shout out to them. I'm glad, like I said, my biggest thing was making sure that their college experience continues. They're able to get degrees because you never know what the future holds, man.
Yeah.
I think.
And we got, we got Avante still.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Most of that secondary.
He may end up in Colorado. Yeah. He may end up in Colorado with prom.
Because that's the other thing, right? Like, and you alluded to is like, this is that weekend. Like, we were supposed to have down here Javion Cohen, but Mary Ball's, I'm saying, trying to lock stuff up down. Maybe doing an in-home with Pancake Honcho and then having him an in-home down here. You never know what he's trying to do, right? Yeah. So now you have these players transferring. You have people in the portal. You have recruits because signing day is 8 days away now, 10 days away, right? So all those spots got to get filled up. So you have to almost get in there early and commit. You know what I mean? Because if you stay out there too long trying to find what spots lands for you, you might not have anything and your career is over.
Facts.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you think it's that quick, but there's 1,500, 2,000 players in that portal right now. There's only so many spots you can land. Yeah. So you got to hop in quick. You got to be decisive. So maybe they weren't takes at Penn State, but if this was the place they chose to visit, this is the place they, you know what I'm saying, put on that uniform on. That says a lot to me.
Yeah, because I like Red Lashley. Yeah, a lot of cats don't want to take a step down, so to speak. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Go to a group of five program, which, you know, a lot of them programs is popping. And as we know, you can get to the league from anywhere, man. That's your goal, is to get to the league. You go to a group of five, you get busy, you get invited to a Senior Bowl or something like that, get invited to the combine, and you win there. Just show out, get busy.
Yeah, man. There's multiple paths and multiple lanes to make it to the league, man. It's not just one. You don't just have to go to Alabama.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
So got them dudes taken care of.
Yeah.
Wanted to ask you about Joshua Horton, right? Earlier commit this week. See, he got his fourth star.
Yeah.
I did not know, homie. I did not know this young man was so big. I did not. He's 6'6", 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah.
280, 285.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's we talk about it all the time. Purely on size, right? Like, we don't know what he's going to do when he gets here. He could ball out as a freshman, be a 3-year starter, leave to the league and be a Hall of Famer, or he might. We don't know, right? Like, at this moment, we have no idea. But just on body alone, right? This is different than we've recruited that I can remember. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been, 4-year starters aren't this big.
Yeah. That's what hurts me, man, because it could have been him and D Jack. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You just rolling big men out there, man. Him and D Jack, man. Oh man, that would have been crazy. And what's ill about Horton is his arms, man. Like, his arms are long, son.
Son, like, I'm looking you at see him, this off screen. Like,
yo, yeah, son. His arms are crazy long. That's tremendous, man. He gonna get that coaching, man, and it's gonna be problematic down there, man. But you know, that depth in there is really concerning me. You know, so hopefully, I know we rushing to get cats. Amon Moten is gonna be a problem, and I hope we're not throwing offers out there just to fill that room.
No, you can't.
It seems like it may be happening, but. Just to fill that room, you know what I mean? Because we have to
fill it. Yeah, I think we did that last year and it got us in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, we still got Harrison Hunt. He hasn't gone anywhere yet. You know what
Lichtenstein?
I mean?
Lichtenstein. Lichtenstein is still there.
He on his seventh year. He the new Scott Patchett. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for real.
You know, he out there, and that's fine. We need grown men. You know?
Yeah.
So that depth is going to be important, man. And we gotta continue to – we got to recruit that position well out of high school. You know what I mean? So, you know.
I mean, look, Josh Horton was a hell of a pickup. It looks like everybody's leaving North Carolina. You know what I mean? Like, there's some guys I wouldn't mind getting.
Silver. The corner.
There's some guys in the portal that you can get for that third or fourth year. You know what I mean? Like, we're gonna need those guys, but we don't need them to stay. Like, I don't want a freshman. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it'd be, it's cool because, like, that holds up a scholarship for a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I want that, like, sophomore, junior, so they're gone in two, to, I'm saying 1 to 2 years. I'm better with that just because mm-hmm. of the timing of it. So,
yeah.
But yeah, man. No doubt. We got to get one or two more. I'm feeling like maybe one more defensive lineman. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that'd be a good one. Who knows who that could be? I mean, we could still get the dude from Texas A&M.
Yeah, that's who I was. Yeah, that'd be a good look. And they just offered the D tackle that's like 6'2", 270. Mm-hmm. From where you come from, Georgia State, maybe somewhere down there.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. Like, that might be good, like on a speed package or something like that. But that's a little bit too small for me. But
yeah, but look, you know, the comparisons is Aaron Donald already. So you know, that's what people.
If that's even a mention, that's huge. We don't know these kids past like what their grades were like. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it could be a graduate transfer, so good mm-hmm. already has a degree, got his grades up to make it to a university like Miami that is a private school, a little mm-hmm. bit harder to get into. Y'all know the history.
Yeah, but yeah, and man, I'm sure he's been evaluated, and mm-hmm. you know, they made the offer. So you know, cats in the building that know football, so they made the offer. You know what I mean?
I think we've done an injustice on not really talking about the fact that we talked about it a couple weeks ago. Alonzo mm-hmm. Highsmith is in that building, right?
In the building,
and
yeah.
They have, I think they, I don't think, I don't know if other podcasts have covered it. Like, I'm sure they've like alluded to it or whatever, but I don't think, and you mentioned it was like, oh, you got to have people in the building to like evaluate these people, I'm saying going into the portal. I think that's been Alonzo Highsmith's like, not main job, because I mean the dude's a 30-year NFL executive,
right?
But I think that's what he's been doing, right? If he's offering cats, if he's offering kids or young men, you know what I'm saying, transferring and doing, he's looked at all the tape,
sure.
And he watches football way differently than anybody you listen to,
right,
or watch or analyzes right. Watches football. That's a different kind of man. Like, he watches football with. I imagine Alonzo Highsmith sees the play and sees all the intangibles that the kid has. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like he has like some X-ray vision with the shit just because mm-hmm. he's been around it so long. Mm-hmm. So they've already set themselves up for that. You know what I'm saying? Going forward to him being in charge of that and taking some of that off Mario's plate, because Mario's specialty is these high school kids coming in.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Locking like, that up. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, who do you think pops next, man? Who do you think pops next?
You saying
we know Bane and Samson is committing. Is that the same day?
15 to 16.
Bane
is the 16th. Yeah.
Samson the 15th. But you know, outside of those two, you know, you had 7th McGee. Letcher. He was on campus.
Yeah. Fletcher's
supposed to be coming next weekend.
Yeah, yeah, big weekend.
He's not committing until February, most likely. Cohen apparently supposed to get seen in the middle of the week.
Yeah, he's in home. In home with Mirabal. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. You know, who we think popping next, man?
Now, you want my prediction, like what I really think is going to happen, or like what I hope will happen? Because those are two different beasts, right? Like,
nah, what you think is going to happen?
Man, listen, all right, I'm going to be honest with you. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, right? Mm-hmm. Fuck it. I think we're going to go, I think right after the in-home, Cohen commits. Like, if he's waiting for the meeting, that already says way too much. You get what I'm saying? Okay. Like, because Javion Cohen could go anywhere right now. Like,
yeah,
you don't just wait for Miami when Alabama's still knocking on your door, because you could go back. Georgia's mm-hmm. knocking on your door. Auburn, you know what I'm saying? Like, you name an SEC. He's one of the best offensive linemen, period.
Yeah.
If you're waiting for Miami, that's huge. Yeah. I don't know what. There's that part of me was like, but we were 5-7. I don't know what we've done. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's keep it a buck, right? I don't know what we've done to be like, oh no, I want to wait to talk to Miami. Like, is that really like our history speaking for us? Because Miami fans that we are, we really think to ourselves, like, there's nothing like this shit when we rocking. Like, facts. When we rock, there's a reason why we were 8 p.m. on a Saturday night when we were 4-6 or whatever the fuck we were when we played Florida State. Nobody, I don't know when Florida State's playing. I could care less. You know what I'm saying? I don't go out looking for them. So if Javion, let's say he gets the in-home on the 14th. Then you got Honcho on the 15th after an in-home, because that PJ is getting all the miles. And then you got Bane. I think we go 3-for-3, man.
Well, that's three. That's back to back to back. We go
back
on
to
Mike.
Back to back. Three-peat.
Mike, back to back to back.
Yeah. What you think?
So the next person is Javion.
Yeah.
In your opinion, that's who pops next.
Yeah. Okay. Because I think you get Javion. Listen, man, I think we don't – we know, right? We know. That dude is different, man. Two-year starter at Alabama. That's different.
Yeah.
You get him, that sends waves, bro. You don't get a Javion. That's not just like getting like some second-year starter, no disrespect, from Oregon. You know what I mean? That like had a kind of solid career, never really hit. Nah, this is 2 year start. You get Javion that's waiting for your meeting, waiting to talk to you. You telling me Honcho ain't gonna be like, damn.
He was outside too. Javion was outside. He was playing. Yeah. He was outside. He was in them trenches trying to block Jordan Davis. You know what I mean? Blocking going toe to toe with JD, man.
Yeah, man. JD's the biggest human being I've ever seen wear a jersey. I didn't know. They made it.
Yeah, I seen him at high school. You know, he went to my son's high school. You know what I mean? So I've been watching him, man, and I was like, yo, big and athletic. They used to put him in on goal line packages at fullback.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Now, let me ask you, I'm gonna be keeping a buck with me. Am I being too Miami fan when I'm saying that the signal of him wanting to wait to talk to us is a big deal, or is that just him trying to level up the bag from whoever else? Because you know what I'm saying, we're the most public out there with our NIL that's completely legal, right? Everybody else still trying to do it the old school way.
Yeah,
we're public with our NIL. You know what I'm saying? So like, you think that's what
I don't think we have to be. I don't even think we have to be, because we're a private school. I don't think we have to report anything. You know,
nothing. We don't have to tell them nothing, man. What you think about the? Like, yo, son, you don't gotta tweet everything, son. Like, stop putting up dudes' bank accounts out here, man.
He'd be wild. Somebody got to take his Twitter access, man. He got to have somebody that tweets for him, man. He can't.
For real, man. PR people, man. Get right with that.
Yeah, but I don't think. Just interviews and, you know, he doesn't strike me as the cat that's playing games. That's first and foremost. Mm-hmm. I feel like he knows what he wants to do.
And, talk about Javion.
Yeah, Javion. When you're an old lineman and you got Cristobal and Mirabal, you have to consider that if you're an old lineman. Yeah. You know, that has to be. You know, for who's developing O line, like, you have to consider that, man.
Yep.
You know, so I think, you know, wanting to speak to Cristobal and Mirabal is important to him because of that simple fact. He know he's going to get developed, and he know he's a need. That's another bottom line. He knows he's a need. He's going to come in here, you know, unless he gets injured or some dumb shit happen, he's a day one starter. Like, let's keep it a ball. Be a day one.
Yeah, no, it's not even a question. You know, 100%.
I honestly feel, and this is another I honestly feel maybe one in a possible on some space shit. One in a possible player from last year is going to start on the O-line next year.
Rivers.
I don't even know. I think if Zion come back, I think he's going to get his spot back. But I don't even know if Rivers, because fam, if you giving me three in the middle, if you're giving me guard, center, guard, you got Cohen, you got
Inez Cooper.
Inez. Well, I guess he started. I guess he played last year, but
yeah,
Inez, and you got Connor Lou coming through, who's gonna be? He's gonna be ready. He gonna nasty. Be ready, and I guess you can say Rivers, but
yeah, but even then, that's, I don't think it's a guarantee. The debate.
Yeah, no, I think Ja'Kai is my guy, but I don't know about that spot at center, brother.
I think Lou got it.
Yeah, I don't know. And then you got right tackle. You know, John Campbell did his thing, but I feel like one of Francis or Samson, can take them two tackle spots too. Yeah.
I think I'm with you. I'm with you 100% on that. Like, it's debatable if anybody that started this year even makes starting next year.
Facts.
For me personally, like. I don't want it's because I've seen what I needed to see. Like, these aren't like freshmen that were blowing coverages. You know what I'm saying? These are like these weren't freshmen that couldn't gain a yard. These are sophomores, juniors, or seniors. Yeah. So I'm all good on starting with freshmen and letting that chemistry build.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And then letting them build for like that sophomore year, that junior year. Because these dudes are day one draft picks. Right, like if they develop the way these guys can develop them, these are day one draft picks. These aren't day one starters. That's what's different now, right? Like we've had day one starters before. Zion was a day one starter, isn't a day one draft pick, right? Francis Sampson, you know what I'm saying? If we get him, Javion Cohen, if we get him, like these dudes are day one draft picks.
Yeah,
very different league we fishing in right now, man. It's very different.
Yeah, that's facts.
I'm with you on that one, man. That, I think that whole O-line is going to be different next year. I'm good with starting two freshmen because then you could really sell it to – I think Cooper at right guard. I think that's locked in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Right guard or left guard, put him in there. I put Connor Lewis day one starter. I think he's just that dude. I got him as day one starter. Ja'Kai backing him. You know what I mean? Like, it's just – this is going to be a whole – I think – We will know the roster, but people who are casuals aren't gonna know who the team is next year. It's gonna be so different.
Facts. You're gonna have to do some homework, baby.
Yeah, man. Hey, let's get into this last topic because that was a whole segment we ain't even planned for right there. That's just how we do it, man. Let's get into these hot topics, man. Twitter's been crazy. We already talked about it with the Cormani people overreacting and all this stuff. The thing we wanted that you mentioned that I was like, yo, man, let's save it for the show. The back and forth of Gattis, man. What are we doing? Like, can we get a firm answer? Like, are we waiting for after early signing day to make the moves? Because then that's when Brandon Ennis is allegedly going to sign in February. Like, are we waiting for, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing? What's popping, man?
The one thing we do know is that we not going to know nothing. You know what I mean? Already know how Mario worked.
Put that on a t-shirt. Put that on a fucking t-shirt right there.
Yeah, we know how Mario worked. But we going to have to, I think, from what I've heard, is that if Gattis is not being retained, Mario's not going to straight up fire him. He's going to make sure he gets another job or he's going to wait till he get another job. You know, that's first and foremost. So any staff changes, I think, will be after signing day, man.
Like, facts.
For real. I don't think there's nothing going to happen until after signing day. I think coach knows what he's going to do. I think he already knows what he's going to do. And I think he translates that to recruits, man. Like, yo, this is what's happening. This is the plan. You know, that's what it is. You come in or not. You know, you come in or not. But – you know what, man? The Gattis thing, man. I'm going back and forth because I feel like as fans, we can't, we contradicting ourselves, so we can't say
all the time. All the time.
Can't say Mario needs another chance. All these people need second chances because of the circumstances, right? The O-line was terrible, you know, new system, blah, blah, blah. But Gattis don't get a second chance. We can't say that. That don't make sense to me. Why doesn't he get a chance to coach a totally healthy offense, you know, revamped O-line, new receivers, Jake Bat? Why don't he get that chance? You know, if everybody else get it, why don't he get it?
Nah, you're right. Like, I think I'm gonna try to literally have both arguments, right? Like, for as fans in as a whole, right? They forget that the failures of this offense was a lot of the blame that Gattis would get, right? We talk about it all the time, like it sounds so simple because we just toss it out. Like, if this O-line can get a yard, a lot of games are very different. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, we know what the roster is, what the talent according to evaluation and all this shit was. We saw what it actually was. We saw it, right? Like, we saw the performances. We saw the bad body language. We saw all of it. We watched every second of this shit. Mm-hmm. So, if the team can't get a yard, that can't be on Gattis. If the team needs four plays and still can't get a yard against Middle Tennessee State, and then the next play you give up a 98-yard touchdown, that's also not on Gattis. Like, the reason why fans put it all on Gattis is because that's the easier thing to blame, right? Because a lot of people, let's keep it a buck, a lot of people have hyped up what we've recruited because based on the papers, they said, hey, man, we got all these 5 and 4 stars.
Yep.
We haven't, like we talked about at the beginning of this part, we haven't seen that transfer to the field in 20 years.
No. Like, here and there, you got a couple.
You got a Kenny and Phillips that'll pop in there. You know what I'm saying? You got a Duke Johnson. You haven't had a consistent group of players to set a tone. You've had guys that showed up like, yo, man, I want to play for the school and I'm gonna bust my ass. But it never seemed like people followed them, right? You never saw multiple Duke Johnsons on one team. You never saw multiple. Who's the running back that was before him? Lamar something.
Lamar Miller, boy.
Lamar Miller was a baller. You never saw him. Son, Lamar Miller was a baller. But you never saw multiple of those guys, right? And you never saw a surplus of those guys. So, and so you have that over 20 years. We can't act like Gattis isn't getting a fair shot. That's who we're blaming. That's who me and you have gone back and forth and blamed and not blamed. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and you ourselves recognize it, and we go like, I mean, I don't know if, you know what I'm saying? Like, is it the offense or is it the talent or is it the coach? And is it the coach or is it the talent? Because we ourselves don't know. Just keeping it a buck. So if that's the offense Mario wants to run, right? Because that is the offense he wants to run. That's the offense he ran at Oregon. That's the offense that got him to beat the shit out of Ohio State 2 years ago at the Horseshoe with that offense with no quarterback and no starting defensive end. Like, we got to also recognize that. Like, we talk a lot about, oh, Mario can't game day coach. Mario beat the shit out of Ohio State. Yeah, he lost to Utah twice, but that's a rivalry and a different personality. Like, beating the shit out of Ohio State, that was a future college football playoff, that's huge.
Yeah.
So, if that's the offense Mario wants to run, you almost have to give Gattis another year. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's already what you want to do and you got the guy in house, why are you going to ship him off to bring in the same kind of offense? Like, that doesn't make financial sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you're going to pay this guy $2 million or $1 million to leave or whatever, and then pay another guy another $2 million. But now you're a private school, so your funds are different. And you're also trying to build a $165 million practice facility. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't blame Gattis. Like, you can't, but if you want to, go ahead. Like, I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? I understand, but it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah. I'm either way, man. I mean, if he's going, then he's gone. You know, I'm either way. I just think the thing is, like, all right, you keep him. You keep him, and then if we got more of the same next year, now you've waited, you know, when you had the signs, you had some of the signs, whether people were hurt or not, you know, you had some of the signs because people weren't hurt all year. Like, you know, but, you know, so I'm either or, you know, and again, for the fans, if you're talking about Mario's the savior and you got to trust him, you got to trust him in all things, son. Like, you can't trust him in some things and some, you can't, you know, you
got to trust the only way I say he's got to go is if it's a personality clash and a teaching style clash. Right? Yeah. Like, because that, you could, if that's the offense you want to run, but he's not teaching it, implementing it right, and he's also berating and belittling, you know what I'm saying? Like, putting the onus on the players and not looking at himself, then that's different, right? Like, it could just be a purely business decision. It might not be, you know what I'm saying, the lack of yardage on the field or the lack of points or all this stuff, like the perform. It could just be like, man, this guy might just be an asshole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
the reason
no, you good.
I can lean towards him leaving is because I don't like the OC not being the QB coach thing. I don't like that. Because you got a QB coach who's with your quarterback, and then you got an OC. And I don't like that, man. I feel like the OC needs to be the QB coach. I just feel like it works better that way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's a clash. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's the main reason for me.
Yeah, I think Ponce, and there's a good chance Ponce and Gattis don't get it wrong. I mean, they didn't know each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's very different. Like, look, before we started this podcast, we didn't know each other. But we also don't have a high stress situation where millions of people are watching us. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a very different pressure. Be like, hey man, y'all motherfuckers gonna be the one to change us. Yeah. You better fix this now. You better fix this now. That's a lot, man. Yeah. Like, just seeing like the little interactions on Twitter is like, damn, this is a lot. And I'm not pressured to do shit. Like, we just, you know what I'm saying? Me and you just talking. Like, I don't have to develop these kids, communicate with these kids. So it could be it could just be an HR issue, right? Like, it could be like a thing where maybe these dudes just don't get along. Like, there's a disconnect where Gattis doesn't like Ponce. Ponce doesn't like Gattis. Ponce thinks Gattis is an idiot for trying to teach TVD to do this when Ponce is trying to do this. And that's why maybe Gattis can't focus on developing these wide receivers because he's beefing with Ponce. Like, there has to be a change there. So that could be the only reason. But for people who watch this team, like, this offense is going to be this. Like, this is what Mario runs. Mm-hmm. It could just be the offensive coordinator could just be moved on purely for a business HR personality decision as opposed to like what he's called on the field. That could be it. You know what I'm saying? People forget that shit too. Like, this is an office. This is a building. Like, these are co-workers. Yep. They got to get along. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yep. They could leave after a year and go somewhere else. But, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
Yeah. What else you got for hot topics, man? You got anything else?
Nah, man. I'm just ready for the 15th, 16th. Mm-hmm. You know, signing day, early signing day, late signing day. You know,
all the signing days.
Ready for that, man. Yeah, man. My son playing in the championship Wednesday night. You know, so
is it going to be on TV, man? Where can people watch it? Because I want to watch.
Yeah, it's the ESPN app. It's going to be on the app.
That's what's up.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they in Little Rock, right. Arkansas. You know, so man. So it's a good week, man. Good week coming up.
Man. I've been to listen. That might set a good trend, man. You know what I mean? Your son gets a chip. That could send a trend for, you know what I'm saying? Like, that could send a real positive vibe to the rest of the thing, man. Yeah, I've been to Little Rock, man. That's one small ass airport, bro.
Yeah, we driving out there, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd rather drive
my son back. That's 11 hours though, man. Shit.
Son, but that airport is so small. Like, you could see the plane, and like, you got, it's one of those like where you gotta like walk on the tarmac, get on the plane, and then take off. I ain't with that shit, man. I hate flying. But that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, see, that's the yeah.
I can't rock with
it, man. Just, you know, just ready for the week, man. Ready for some closing. And I'm anxious to see where Samson go, man. That's the one cat, you know what I mean, that even without him, the O-line haul has been good. But with him, man, we anchored for 3 years, man. 3 to 4, we anchored.
When you get somebody like Samson off a 5-7 performance, right? That sends signals to O-line next year and the year after that. Like, yo, man, look what they did off a struggle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If next year it isn't that, it's going to be a whole different beast, man. So
you can't. Next year, you can't. We was 5-7.
You can't.
You can't go low.
You can't.
You got to
improve
two games at least. You know what I mean? You got to flip that.
You got to be 7-5, 8-4. Like, let's not be unrealistic. If this team doesn't go undefeated, we shitting on them. That's stupid. No, this is building something. Like, 7-5, 8-4 next year, bowl game, bowl win. Yeah. You ramp that up. You keep building the depth. Because again, next year, same shit as this year. No scholarship limits. You'll bring in, send people out, keep cleansing out who you think isn't right. You know what I'm saying? You line them up somewhere else and you do that, man. Hey, before we get out of here, man, you got any ideas on flips that we might possibly have, man? Because Ennis is waiting till February, and so is Mark Fletcher, right? Allegedly, from what we've hearing.
Yeah.
So,
those
are the two guys.
Stanquan, man. I think Stanquan Clark, you know, may come through. I would like that too. I like that kid too. That'll finish up the linebacker recruitment, man. I think that'll be a good look. Apparently, the Jakeem Jackson thing has been put to bed by him. Okay. So, yeah, it doesn't. Nobody else. Don't look like, right?
Yeah, I can't think of anybody else either.
Nah. Nope.
But I also didn't see Josh Horton or Colin Zetchman-Pong.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Being a flip. So who knows?
There's
who knows
definitely, who there's definitely about. Some people that may want to be under the radar, you know?
Yeah.
So,
some people want to do the table game. You know what I mean? And
and
I'm cool with it. So that's, you know what I'm saying? This is a one-time chance, man, that you get to have all eyes on you, man. So, yeah, we got 10 days, eight to 10 days to National Signing Day, depending on when you listen to this, man. But we out of here, man. Hey, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Leave comments. We always chop it up with you guys. Thank you so much for watching. Joe, my brother, we're going to do this again. It's all about the U.
All about that.